Hey, this is a dark tangent. Organizer of DEF CON. You're about to listen to some speeches from DEF CON 3, held July 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Tropicana Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, 1995. Now, the Tropicana has since been renovated. This speech and all speeches are copywritten, all rights reserved, the Dark Tangent, and DEF CON Communications. Permission is expressly granted, though, for educational, non-profit use. If you have any more questions about DEF CON, or want to send me some email about the copyright status, please email me at dt@defcon.org, or the website is www.defcon.org. Now, kick back, get ready for some good speeches, and thanks for supporting it.
Okay, I do something called the Internet Domain Survey, which basically is a survey to try to figure out the size of the Internet. And I've been doing this for about 10 years. I started doing it when I worked at SRI at the Network Information Center. I left there about 3 or 4 years ago, and I've been doing it on my own since then. And that www.nw.com is my web server, and all the stuff I'm going to present here is up there. You can check it out. So the Internet Domain Survey, what it is a program that was written a long time ago to basically scan all the domain servers on the Internet, walk through them all, try to discover every single domain that exists, and go through all those domain servers, find all the hosts that exist, and create a huge table of hosts and do various statistics and counts on it. So I was going to talk about how it works for a few seconds here. Basically, the way this program works is that it connects to the root server. This is in theory. In practice, it's a little different because of some bugs in the root servers. But in theory, this program connects to the root server, asks it to do its zone transfer request over a TCP connection, which tells it to download everything from the server in the root in the top level domain, which will be like just getting a list com, edu, gov, and all the top level country codes. And along with those names, you get back the names of all the servers that have information for those domains. And basically, that's added to a list, and then the program goes through that list, so then it then connects to, say, the servers that serve the com domain, which also happen to be the root servers, and it asks it to download everything under com. So then you get things like nw.com. You get back the servers that serve that domain. Basically, you just keep going through the list until you've found everything that exists. And as you're doing that, you record any address records that you get, which give you back a host name and its IP address. And there's some other information in there that's not too useful. So all I do is keep the address records. I'll take questions maybe a little later. This program can take quite a while to run. It used to, a few years ago, it was taking 4 or 5 days to run. And recently what I've had to do is I've split it up and I run a separate process for every single top-level domain. There's about 150 of them. I run about 10 concurrently. And it still takes over a week to run through the whole domain system and collect all this data. And usually end up with a few hundred megabytes of host table data. And then I spend about a week doing all these sorts and counts and everything through it. And currently I'm doing this about every half a year. So this is the first page here. The latest count, which I just finished last week during July, came up with 6.6 million hosts. And now one thing to remember here. Well, let me finish. 120,000 domains, that's of all levels, going down as far as it can. I just replied to ping field to talk about. I want to start with the host field here. That count of hosts, the 6.6 million, is the count of host names and address records that were advertised in the domain system. So that's all you know, is that the host, someone gave a name to an address. You don't know if that host exists or if it's real or anything. And in fact, there's lots of bogus data out there. So what I do to see how many hosts are actually reachable is I ping 1% of those 6 million. I just go through my table and pull out every 100th entry and then try to ping them. And it usually comes out to, I think, around about 20% of the hosts are actually pingable. So we got 1.1 million pingable. And a lot of that could be due to names of hosts for SLIP or PPP connections of machines that aren't up at that time that I did the ping survey. They could be just PCs on a desk that were turned off at the time. And a lot of things are behind firewalls now that you can't ping. So, but I've been running a pretty consistent 20% of all hosts that were pingable. And then I do a breakdown of what network class their IP address was to show how many networks are possibly in use at the time. The ping process itself also takes a few days to do the pings. I have a special program that can do, like, I forgot how it works, but it does somewhere between like 25 and 50 pings concurrently to try to do them pretty fast. It's on a T1 connection. Those are just two graphs, really bad graphs, of history of the host count. This top one is a linear graph, and the bottom one's a logarithmic graph of the same data. And you can see the host count follows a pretty nice straight line. And you can project it to the end of this year. There'll probably be about 9 million hosts by the end of this year. We'll definitely hit 10 million sometime next year. This is a breakdown of the counts by their top-level domain name. And you can see com there, 1.7 million hosts. And then I have these other two counts, which are how many domains I queried and how many that I missed. And you can see I queried 55,000 domains under com. 20,000 of those domains I could not query, either because I couldn't connect to the server or because the server refused to answer the query. A lot of people are getting paranoid about their data being public, even though you can ask the domain server for anything you want. But they don't let you do a complete transfer. So you see 27% of the domains in com I couldn't even get to. So the host counts I come up with are almost surely a lot lower than the actual number of hosts that exist. And I do, by the way, just in case anyone's thinking of doing this themselves, which I don't recommend, every time I do this survey, I get a number of email messages from people saying, why are you querying my domain server? And please cease and desist. And people are getting really paranoid. Everyone's starting to log everything that happens on their systems. I even get people that log pings. And when I do my ping survey, I get questions from people saying, why are you pinging my computer? There was actually an incident when I worked at SRI, where I think it was the first time I ran my ping program, and it wasn't tuned up too well. So it pinged machines, sometimes it would ping them 5 or 10 times. Apparently someone at a China Lake Air Force Base saw these pings in their logs. And they called up SRI and they were wondering what these pings were, and they sent two security officers up to SRI to talk to my boss. To find out, it turns out these security officers didn't know what a ping was or TCP/IP. Just some sysadmin complained that SRI was pinging them. And they sent two guys up and we had to explain to them what pings were. So one other thing I do is I look at the host names, which I consider just to be the first part before the first dot of hosts, and I classify the most popular host names. And you can see that www this time was the most popular, over at 16,000 there. Last survey, I think it was only about 5 or 6,000. And you get lots of generic names now, like NS, FTP, Gateway. I left out all the PC1s and Mac2s and everything like that, because those take up a lot of the list. There used to be some interesting things in the names that I've now forgotten. I recall that Earth used to be the least popular planet for a machine name. And something new I did on this survey, just for fun, because I'm doing into web stuff now, is I took all 15,000 machines that had www in their name, and I connected all the servers to try to find out what server software they were running. And I actually only reached about half of them, but I classified them by the software and found that by far the NCSA or Apache server was most popular. And then one interesting thing you see there is there were 1,000 machines running something called Best www, and that's best.com. They run a virtual host. So they probably only have like one or two web servers, but it showed up 1,000 times because they all have separate addresses. And there's a more detailed breakdown of this by what, like, the NCSA and Apache aren't combined and stuff on my web server. So that's about it. I can take some questions now, I guess. And we'll put this back up. What speed?
Yeah.
Speed of the line? Well, the pings, I actually haven't looked at the program in a few years, or a long time ago, but I recall that it dumped out anywhere between 25 and 50 pings, transmitted them basically almost immediately. I think I had to put some delays in because I was sort of blowing some gateways away. And I actually ran into some problems with some Cisco routers that where their cache would, they had the caching option, it would screw things up, and I had to turn that off. IP route cache. If I didn't turn that off, the Cisco would basically die. There were a number of problems. Question about how firewalls and security reflect the survey accuracy. That one's really hard to say. And at least as far as the pings go, that has been pretty steady. The 20% of the hosts that I do find, I can ping. That's remained fairly steady. So I think there are probably enough new people coming on that don't put up firewalls and stuff. And the people that have been on for a while are now putting up their firewalls. It sort of balances out. But it's real hard to say. There's definitely lots of domains I cannot get to. I've always considered the counts to be a minimum count. I've never considered them to be an absolute number, just at least as a base minimum. And they seem to all be going up pretty consistently. So I'm at least happy with that data. And can't really do much better. I don't know what happened there, why the ping dropped. I don't have any explanation. It may have just been a bad week to do pings. Maybe the network wasn't working too well. Anyone else? Yeah, no, I didn't. I don't break down the reply to ping by network class. I don't break it down by anything. There's one thing I did, which is I do another report, which is how many addresses were assigned per network number. So you can see if someone has like a Class B network number and they only have assigned like 10 hosts in it. And it's a pretty interesting report because you can see I think out of all the Class B networks, there's less than 10% of them that are actually using more than 80% of the addresses they have available. There's a lot of wasted address space. Right. There are also some very annoying people that get a Class B and they make up a name for every single address and just as soon as they get it. So occasionally you retrieve a domain and you get 65,000 names back that are all bogus. Okay, so that's it. Thanks.